Well, hello and welcome. This is Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 18th of August 2024, and I've got a little bit of a headache, so this might be a bit of a short one tonight. Apologies for that. How are you all doing? Hope you've had a good weekend. I've been a bit lethargic this weekend, really struggled to find motivation. I think I'm tired. I think I need a bit of a break. But I did do a couple of things. First of all, we've noticed that we've been getting a lot of scarab flies in our kitchen with our compost, particularly around our ginger. Now, I've tackled scarab flies in the past, and I did a bit of research to find out things that we could use. One of the things was nematodes, which weren't too reasonably priced, so I bought some of those, but we're waiting for those to arrive. And one of the other things was the use of, yellow sticky tabs was one of the things that was suggested, but I went for a carnivorous plant. So I put a carnivorous plant back in my kitchen windowsill, and almost overnight, those scarab flies have reduced dramatically. It's really, really quite amazing. I can't wait to get the nematodes and try those out as well, but the reduction has been really, really noticeable. Now, I'm a big fan of carnivorous plants. They're not herbivore, of course, but they do eat many of our pests. So I am going to continue trying to grow carnivorous plants. What we've got to remember with carnivorous, and this is a problem that I've had in the past, is remember to water them with rainwater. They don't like tap water. In fact, tap water can kill them. So remembering with rainwater is all we're going to do to keep them watered. And hopefully they will grow into some good, decent plants. We might try and get some more out of them and see what happens. It's all good fun, isn't it? It's all good fun. Now, moving on from that, I built my rhubarb bed today, which I think I said I was planning to do the other day. And the bed was already built. I've just filled it up with compost and planted out a couple of rhubarb plants that we have been growing from seed. Now, I love rhubarb. We do have two rhubarb plants in our garden already, but they're in the wrong place. They get so big that the plants just cover over the footpath. So I wanted to move that, and by growing these new ones from seed, which we sowed the seed, well, one was back in January and one is in the January before, which is good because I grow asparagus and rhubarb and things like that from seed. And I'm always unsure if it's the right thing to send out, but I've had some positive feedback, not just from growing rhubarb from seed, but also from asparagus and other things that we grow from seed. So yeah, continue to expect more of these unusual plants. Now, one more thing that I need to talk about tonight, as I said, it's probably going to be a short one. We have sown the rocket seeds today from this month's gift pack. Rocket is a lovely, spicy, peppery, green leaf plant. Adds a real good flavour to a lot of our dishes, and I grow it quite often. Now, what I've actually done is I've grown the rocket seed in the ground, in the bed. I've created a drill about 1 centimetre deep, and scattered the seeds into that, where we will continue to allow them to grow. They will germinate. I'm probably not going to thin them out, but we might have to thin them out to about one plant every 10 to 15 centimetres. Just as long as we keep them moist, and they should be fine. Now, rocket is really easy to look after. It really doesn't need much in the way of care. It really, really is quite easy. But what it will do is grow quite big and it will smother out any weeds. So it's well worth growing for that reason as well. And what you also have to do when the leaves are big enough to pick them. Just keep picking them every few weeks. And it does that you will get quite a few more as it comes back. Now, after a while, it will start to lose its vigor. So it's worth in a few weeks making another sowing of this as well. Really is quite easy to grow rocket. There's not much more I can say. The important thing is to keep the soil moist. Doesn't need much in the way of feed because it's a leafy green and it's a quick growing crop. So not much is needed in that regard, but really, really easy to grow and highly recommended. Now, On Thursday, we're going to be sowing the spinach, which will be the last seed of the month. These months really are flying by at the moment. And it's going so quick. But hey, these things happen. Right, I know this has been a really short one. So I apologise for that. As I said, I've got one of my headaches, so I'm struggling to see the computer screen at the moment. So I'm going to pack this one up and get out of here. We will be back on Thursday with another Supporters Club podcast out tomorrow as well. So until then, please take care.